My name is Mike Hagan, and it is 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Not going to waste any time today. Our featured artists this morning are Among the Mountains, and this is them. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Friday, May 31st, 2019, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio. Every week here, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians, and
that's a bit much, man. We're just working on it, dude.
And we have live in-studio performances like we're having this morning, and a weekly rundown of musical events, and maybe a couple phone calls from who knows who. My name is Mike Hagan. Glad to be with you this morning, and glad you all are here with me. Lovely morning. Looks to be a nice weekend if we can avoid the rain. We've got a good show in store for you this morning. I'm excited to have members of the band Among the Mountains with me. We'll talk with them here in just a few minutes, and they'll play a few more songs for us. We'll have some fun like we do every Friday. We'll also look around town and see what's happening tonight, tomorrow. Let's tell you all to swing on by if you're in the area. 915 East Broadway, right down here. The doors are open. Come on down, say hello to us.
Come hang out.
Yeah, do it. Not much to speak of last week. It was just me going over a few things, played some good songs for you, like we tend to do here. This morning, our guests are in the studio, and let's say hello first. Who do we have? We've got Josh,
You have Josh Smothers right here.
Josh Smothers. We got Bree.
Yeah, Bree.
Yep, Bree. And then over here on the banjo,
this is Zachary Cook.
Zach, why don't you get right on that mic when we're going to talk, okay?
Eat that bad boy, dude.
Cool.
It's a sandwich. Eat it.
Chew on it.
That's right. All right, cool. And then on the bass.
I'm Preston on bass.
All right, so we got Preston, Zach, Bree, Josh.
Yep, and we are trying to wake up. We typically sleep in these days, you know, as much as we can.
A lot more coffee in my life.
Yeah, you bring that down. Yeah, I always thank people when they come in on Friday morning, because typically for musicians, it's not the most civilized time of day, 9 o'clock on a Friday.
How do you do it, Mike?
What's
your secret?
I don't know what it is. I ask nicely, I guess. But anyway, I appreciate you guys coming down. And let's play another song.
Let's do it. Yeah, right. We'll do whatever you want there, yeah. Maestro.
Awesome. Be careful. Yes. All right. And we'll come back in a few minutes and we'll talk a little bit more with the band, find out a little bit about them, where they're from, and how they got into this whole music scene here. But let's play another song first. What do you guys got for us?
We're going to play a song called Bree's Song. It's, go figure, it's probably a song that Bree wrote. So makes the most sense.
All right, sounds good. Once again, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, and this is Among the Mountains.
This is where
Very nice.
Thank you,
Mike.
Lovely stuff. Free, you wrote that one, I guess.
Yes, I did.
All right. Is that a new song or something you've had in the bag for a while?
I think we've been playing it for what, 2 or 3 months now.
Yeah, something like that. We're still.
It's still kind of new.
It's good to practice.
Okay. All right. I'm going to suggest that you relax and sit down now for a minute, and we'll bring those microphones down so everybody can talk right into them, and then we'll go along from there. So first, let's start over here with Preston on the bass.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Where are you from, Preston?
I'm from, like, originally, like, my full backstory.
Well, yeah, not the full one, but just where are you born?
I was born in Bloomington, Indiana.
Bloomington,
I lived there to about 7, moved to Rolla, Missouri, around 7, 8. That little middle section's a blur. between 7 and 8 was a rough year. But... Don't worry about it. But I lived there till 18, 19, around there. I moved up to Columbia, so I've been here ever since.
Yeah, how'd you get here? What brought you here? School?
The music scene, actually.
Music.
Like, been a musician for a good hot minute, so traveling up to Columbia was a regular thing. So just transplanting myself here seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah, music in your family?
Yeah, I do. Not immediate family, but I'm related to Bill Monroe on my father's side.
Huh.
I'm related to Don Henley on my mother's side.
Wow. Where'd the influence come from? Like, how'd you start playing music as a young person?
Someone gave me a guitar at like 12 or 13. I didn't put a whole lot of like effort into it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, I'm just going to get rid of it. And then my friend had a bass. I'm like, that looks like fun, because it was just it looked different. I'm so used to like acoustic guitars and stuff growing up.
Right.
They seem kind of like old or dated to me. But my friend brought like some weird short scale Ibanez, trying to use my memory here, little 4-string bass. And I'm just like, that looks really cool. It's like, you know, modern or whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, mom, get me a bass. So at 14, at Christmas of like 2004. Jeez. just picked the bass up a couple years ago. 2004, my mom got me one for Christmas, and it's still a part of my arsenal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Preston is also the bass player for a local rock and roll band called The Many Colored Death. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, you guys had an album release party last week. Sold out show.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, talented bunch of folks you got playing with you. Shay and I forget your guitarist's name, but you guys are all... real solid player.
Chad. No, it's Brent.
Chad.
Nice. Shout out to Chad.
Right? Way to go, Chad. Way to rock it. Yeah. All right, Josh, why don't you pull that mic down a little bit, and
gotcha.
Let's see about you. Where are you from?
Well, I've never lived anywhere for more than 5 years at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's encouraging for the band. They're like, oh, great. We'll see
you. Yeah, right? No, I've been coming back and forth between, everywhere and here. So I just keep coming back to Columbia because it's just, I don't know, it's home.
Something about that. Columbia, a lot of people say that. They come here... and if they're from here originally, or if they came here for school or work or whatever, a lot of people come, they leave, and they always tend to come back, it seems like. I like Columbia, too. It's a
right?
new place.
It's a really great place. The music scene, the art scene, everything. It's pretty fantastic.
Right on. How'd you get into music?
Well, I've been playing since I was probably about 12, 13 years old. I got my first guitar. I mean, I probably just learned Metallica and sat in my yard with an amp blaring it until my mother, like, freaking, you know, stabbed her eardrums. But it was like, you know... I don't know. I picked up an acoustic guitar, though, and I've been stuck on that since. I don't even think I know how to work an amp. I mean, I can push buttons, but it's not going to sound good.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole nother art.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't even get me started.
Electrified side of it, right? You play the mandolin as well? How many different... You're multi-instrumentalist,
I play all kinds of instruments, from the guitar to the mandolin, piano. I just kind of diddle with a bunch of it.
Gross.
Yeah. Gross. Diddling the instrument.
Please don't say that.
I can diddle whatever I want, Preston.
That's right.
No, you can't. Yeah, I'm going to diddle it.
All right, here we go. That's the way we get our things going on Friday morning, 9 o'clock. All right, Bree, where are you from?
I spent most of my life in a small town, Macon, Missouri.
Macon.
Which is just up the road about an hour.
Yeah.
I came to Columbia a lot, and I decided around, I don't know, 22, 23, that I wanted to be a part of everything here. So... I moved, and here I am.
How long you been playing music?
I got a guitar for Christmas, an electric guitar for Christmas around 12. I think it was, 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was very musical. He played the guitar, and the guitar I actually have right now was his.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Gave that to me when he felt I was ready for it. But he showed me everything I know, and I just took it off from there.
All right, cool. And how long you've been here in Columbia?
It was a year in March.
A year in March.
Yeah, it's not too long, but long enough.
How long has the band, as it is right now, been together? Just a relatively short time?
Yeah, we started like near the end of November, just kind of jamming out, not really knowing each other's skill, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. Some of us have an idea, but when Bree showed up and kind of hung out.
You got a beautiful voice, by the way, Bree.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, she does, right?
Yeah,
she's
great job.
The kind of like the glue that held us together.
Yeah. Aww. We're like, hey. Like,
that's what these girls tend to do.
Yeah.
We've been playing as a trio for a little while off and on. Not like an official thing, or it's more like a for fun after clicks when you're drunk and you got to stumble home after like four Irish car bombs.
Yeah, right? That'd be
we get
it.
Together and we try to form songs like, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. So we've got old recordings like 3 o'clock in the morning just going, all right, we've got one more song here. We're going to do it. And just recording to our phones. So when she came about this last November, and we were like, oh, you can play? Okay, cool. Like, let's see what you got. And we just started, like, we just literally, like, wrote a song essentially there from an old song I was writing.
Right.
And then some riffs that they were creating.
Awesome.
So we just kind of, like, glued them together and made, the first song we played was Lessons. That was the one that we just kind of, like, it's haphazardly thrown together, and it worked really well, so.
All right, awesome. All right, why don't we slide that over to Zach?
Hello.
Hi, where are you from, Zach?
Pretty much Rolla, same with everybody else.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's kind of how we kind of grew
up. So did you guys actually know each other?
Yeah, we all grew up together. Like, Josh is actually my brother.
Oh, no way.
We're siblings.
All right,
so
cool.
That's kind of how I got into music. He was playing music with everybody, and I was like, let me join in, too. I want to be part of the cool crowd.
All right. Well, you're a good banjo player,
well,
I can tell you that much.
Thank you.
I've only maybe once before seen a banjo played with a bow. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was kind of just messing around with it, and like we kind of liked the sound of it and didn't know quite how to incorporate it into one of the songs. And she was playing her song, and we just kind of were like, hey, let's check it out, see how it sounds with this. And it just happened to go really well together. It kind of helps harmonize her voice a little bit more, and we just went with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a cello.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a creepy metallic one.
Creepy metallic cello.
Like one of those machines that they use for like horror movies, if not played right.
Exactly. It can sound really bad, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so where'd the name of the band come from?
Oh, we really don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like a...
We sat around and came up with like 50 freaking names before we finally hammered out Among the Mountains.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I can't even think of any of the old names.
I had no part of it. It was already there by the time I showed up, so...
Okay.
Like, we're going to be a band, but we're not going to tell you anything about how we created the name, Bree. So, you're just going to stumble into it.
Like everything else in my life.
I guess it just seemed traditional enough for everybody.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah. It's catchy.
It's approachable. It's catchy. It's as Brent would say, it's easily abbreviated to ATM, which everyone likes money.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
let's go to the ATM.
If they stumble into the band thinking it's a money machine, that's a good thing, right?
Even if it's incorrect,
yeah, know, they're wrong, but they're gonna go, hey. This ain't bad,
yeah,
I guess,
right.
Maybe. Or it's okay. It's not money.
All right, what, were you guys self-taught musicians or?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's all of us across the board.
Really?
So.
I don't think I've ever taken a lesson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I took piano lessons as a child, but that was about it.
Uh-huh.
The internet's a beautiful thing, Mike.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. YouTube!
No, it's really amazing.
I mean,
you can pretty much learn anything you want to learn as long as you got the gumption to learn
it. Once I learned
tabs,
it was pretty easy.
Yeah. And having a decent ear probably doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
I'm sure
not
you guys
at all.
Are probably. Okay. All right, let's see. So, for those who are listening, we've got Zach playing the banjo, and Bree's on a guitar. Josh is playing the mandolin and the guitar today, and Preston's playing a beautiful acoustic bass.
Thank you.
And I think that we've got a phone call here. Let's see who that is. It's probably Justin. So before we play another song, let's talk to whoever this is for
we'll
a second. Say, welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is indeed Justin.
All right.
Troubadour, hey, Justin.
Troubadour hello. Drummer and my main man on the street, Justin Hickerson. How are you, my brother?
Not too bad. Unfortunately, I'm out in a rather remote location north of town and I'm unable to tune in, so I have no idea what's going on your radio show this morning.
We're making techno.
Yeah, I've got
we're electronica pop band.
We've got a bluegrass thing going. They're called Among the Mountains, and they include Preston, who plays the bass for Many Colored Death. You probably know him from that. And then we got
Josh,
and we got Bree, and we got Zach, and we got a banjo, a couple guitars, and a mandolin, and a bass, and we're doing it up.
And tired voices.
Right. All right. So Give me some.
That does not sound like a techno band to me.
Well, I mean, you know, to each their own, I guess.
Right. We'll call them whatever we want, okay?
We're beatboxing. Well,
it's all subjective, though, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, in the end.
What's going on with the grass these days?
Oh, man, it's not going to smoke itself, dude. It's growing like crazy. Get these blades blowing and just keep on smoking.
Well, and the rain, I tell you, the rains won't stop. You got your work cut out for you these days.
You know, I've sat down and tried to look at it, and I'm pretty sure that every single week since the first of the year, we've had precipitation in some form.
Yeah, I mean, it has rained a lot this
year. It has been nuts. So,
hey, how was I was in Chicago last weekend. How was the Scrapper Show? And I guess it was the Peddler's Jamboree post thing that you guys did. Who was up? Mercer and Johnson were there too. And
it was Mercer and Johnson, Austin Jones and Boot Heel Boys.
Yeah, and then,
of course, yeah, Paul and the Scrappers. That actually wound up being a terrific show. From my personal experience, I was anticipating a little bit of a time crunch to be slightly hectic because we thought we were playing second.
Hmm.
So I showed up with all of our gear around 4 o'clock to get everything set up to sound check and then realized that we were playing last. So I went ahead and got everything unloaded, and then I realized I had the whole rest of the afternoon, so I walked down to the sub shop and got me a little sandwich, walked back to Rose Music Hall and took a 2-hour nap in the green room.
Okay,
and nobody disturbed me even once. And when I woke up, I walked outside to go to my truck, and I ran into Karen Grendler, and she paid me some of the nicest personal compliments I've had in a long time. So it wound up actually being a terrifically
nice,
relaxing evening.
It sounds
and a wonderful
like it.
Show.
All
that,
right.
That green room couch is not half bad. I've not had any naps
in
it.
It's the perfect napping couch, isn't it?
It's not bad. Not bad. It's a little hot in there, but you got that broken fan going a little bit.
And it's hard to get 2 hours alone in there no matter when you're there.
I know. That was the deal. I realized that everything was going on outside, and I was like, I just laid down. I didn't even set an alarm, and I woke up, and I was like, shoot, this is great.
You got to put that big chair in the way of the door and then put some headphones on.
Yeah.
Block that thing.
Put a sock on the door.
That's right. Get out of here. I'm busy. Don't look in the windows.
All right. What else you got to say? You got anything coming up you want to share with us?
Well, the Daves were going to play at Cooper's Landing this weekend, but
I think they're closed.
Yeah, they're closed. That place is like underwater.
So. Oh, yeah. They're like way closed. So
unless you got a boat.
So I've got kind of a free weekend. I'll probably just be milling around looking for something fun to do. Are there any good shows to go to?
I don't know. I'm going to go through it. You want to stay on the phone, and you guys want to do that? Want to do a quick rundown on what's happening tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll
do that with Among the Mountains here, and then we'll say goodbye to you, and we'll have them play another song for us. So tonight at the Blue Note, you got Buck Cherry, a Summerfest concert event.
With Decadent Nation, right?
Yeah, Decadent Nation, nice. And a band called Joyous Wolf, who I'm not familiar with.
I've heard of Joyous Wolf. I don't think I've actually listened to them, unfortunately.
Pretty much straight ahead rock show, though, tonight, right?
Yeah, it's pretty standard rock. It's good. I mean, it's solid modern rock, but Decadent Nation are some friends of ours. So.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Didn't MCD open for Buck Cherry?
Yeah, that was a while ago, though. That was like last year.
Okay, so that's tonight at the Blue Note. You also have... I guess Ray Wiley Hubbard was canceled. That was supposed to be tonight. He's a great country performer. Let's see. Tomorrow night at the Note, Reckless Kelly and the Brad Cunningham Band. That sounds like some country stuff to me. Rose Music Hall tonight. You've got, I don't know. I guess there's no happy hour tonight. How could there not be a happy hour show at Rose tonight? They don't say anything about it. But anyway, it looks like there's something called the Glow Up Get Down tomorrow night.
That sounds
interesting. Which is a hybrid glow party extravaganza. Ooh. What do you think about that?
Get your dance on, Mike.
I'll bet Justin's going to be there.
That's, you know me. I mean, that's where, that's how I meet people.
That's his wheelhouse, right?
That's how I meet people. All right.
Good for networking.
Sunday at Rose, you've got some of the young guys playing the adaptation.
Nice.
With Blackwater and Eat My Head. That'll be a fun show, actually, on Sunday night at Rose. Those guys, those kids are crazy. And we got some talented young kids around this town, let me tell you, man.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Roachport General Store. I think that you will be able to see music there tonight, although you won't be able to do much more or much else by the river. Tonight you've got Mark and Robbie, and I don't know who Mark is, and I'm not sure who Robbie is either.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay. So if you do know him or if you don't, good luck. Mark and Robbie tonight.
Call in, Mark and Robbie.
Right, yeah. Give us a call and tell us what you're about.
I know, right? I think I know Mark. Doesn't he live out there in Callaway County? Mark, right?
Mark, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
He's the only one, I think.
I have an uncle named Robbie, but I don't think
he's not playing him.
All right. The Catfish Katies, they're shut down as well due to high waters. Cooper's Landing, high waters. You're not going to be doing anything down there. Let's see if anything's happening at Berlin. Cafe Berlin, you have tonight the Indie Ground, an Indie Ground presentation, Schools Out Hip Hop Showcase.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, a little hip hop tonight at Cafe Berlin.
Cafe Berlin's a pretty neat little venue if you've never been. It's unassuming when you go there for breakfast, but
I'd say they got great food.
Yeah. When you go there for a show, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they have a very good sound system there.
Yeah, it's a great little stage too, and they make that room really nice. I see a lot of and they have a real, I don't know who does the booking there, but he or she
Matthew Crook,
who is
I
it?
I believe. Matt Crook,
yeah. Well, anyway, he does a great job. He finds some stuff that's a little off the main radar, you know.
Variety for sure.
Yeah. You like to play there, Jess? You ever do a show down there? I don't. Yeah,
I've played some of my favorite shows at Cafe Berlin.
Yeah, I know they've been some great.
I've been behind the drum set, you know, for the most part over the last couple of years, but in years past. I played a lot of solo shows in that room, and it's one of my favorite places to play just anywhere, never mind in town general.
I've seen a couple of great Scrapper shows there, too.
It's a very intimate show. Mm-hmm. It's nice. You know, it's mm-hmm. people can get right up on the stage if they choose, and it's just a good feeling, you know?
Yeah, I've done shows there where, you know, there were plenty of people there, but it was a quiet enough crowd that, you know, I'd go on and play first, and I'd just stand in front of the stage and go no PA at all. And
wow.
Those are really nice shows. I enjoy them, especially if you're just trying to sing, you know, without doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Justin's going in there like a 16th century bard, singing in front of people, telling stories.
Right. All right, well, I think that's about all we got. As far as live shows, I'm sure there's a few. I also looked at the, you know, they've been doing a concert series at the winery. Down there by the river.
Oh,
and
really?
In fact, Rae Fitzgerald was there last Saturday.
Nice.
And she's one of my favorites. I think she's just remarkable. But anyway, lots of good stuff coming up throughout the summer, I think, down there at the winery, but nothing this weekend. So anyway, that looks like about what I know about what's happening around town. So Justin, hang tough. If you want to get together maybe later this evening, I'd love to hang out a little bit and catch up with you, brother.
You just give me a shout.
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See ya.
Care, buddy.
Nice meeting you, Justin. Hey, if you want to hang out later, just hit me up in my DMs, okay?
Oh, yeah. You got it, buddy.
Sweet, bro.
That's how I meet people.
That's right. These electronic shows, man.
I'll see you at the Glow Show tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
All right, later, Justin. Take care, brother.
See ya.
All right, everybody. That's the wonderful Justin Hickerson, great drummer and a great man just in general, out there doing his work today, and appreciate him giving us a call. All right, let's get back to the music here. We're going to hear another one from our featured guests this morning. They are called Among the Mountains. We've got Zach and Bree and Josh and Preston here with us. Appreciate these guys coming down and this one lovely lady.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear another song. What do you got for us?
This song's called The Waltz. I think it's about a dance, or it could be drowning in a river. We haven't really decided.
I don't think it's about drowning in a river.
I think most of our songs are about drowning in a river. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it's about a dance. Yeah. Perhaps.
All right. Whatever it's about, this is Among the Mountains.
A dance with what, though?
Back in a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Usually we clap for ourselves, so thanks for
that. Yeah, this time you got the audience of one. I always say it, I'm thrilled to do this show because I get my own private concerts every Friday morning. Awesome. And a lot of times there are other folks in here with me, but today, I don't know where Diana's at. We should get her in here.
We've driven them away. It's what
it
is.
Oh, there you are. Hi, sweet Diana. Hi. This is Miss Diana Moxon, who in about 25 minutes will be doing a program called Speaking of the Arts. Big show today. We got Art in the Park tonight, or this weekend, I guess. And Diana has some other stuff for you. So we'll have her in about 25 minutes at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, Diana Moxon. And speaking of the arts, and it's not there quite yet, though. We still got about a half an hour here with my featured guests this morning. They are called Among the Mountains. Great stuff, you guys.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Love it. That one's called The Waltz, I think.
We're having fun with it.
All right. That's what you got to do, right? That's the whole idea. Let me ask you about influences. What are you into?
Here's where it's interesting, because I typically wouldn't listen to this on the regular, you know, it's...
You're more of a rocker.
More of a rocker, more of a metalhead.
Right.
More, you know, and so it's... I see it as an opportunity to kind of get with friends of mine and create something unique and dive into something a little bit different. It's been a blast, you know, like, and I'm like teaching myself how to record. So It's like, it's a project that I'm like really, I like seeing it grow and seeing it become kind of what it's becoming, you know, and it's, yeah, I have influences. They're all over the place. It's everything pretty all much. Right. So
what about you, Josh?
Well, I love acoustic music, so...
Yeah, you said once you figured the acoustic guitar, you really kind of stuck with that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, the older I get, the lamer I get, you know?
That's not true.
I don't know, I love the sound of acoustic music. Anything that can give you feeling without having to, like, you know, make your ears bleed. You know, I'm old, I guess, I don't know, old at heart.
Not old, man. You just don't want to carry amps,
yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, right, pretty much. I'm
save
lazy,
your back, man.
Think. I just love acoustic music.
What are you listening to these days, for example? What's like your favorite stuff like right now?
Lost Dog Street Band is a good one. They're a pretty great band. Camp is a really good one. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Jesse Stewart, he plays the mandolin. He's pretty awesome.
The Dead South seems to be a pretty big influence on us as well.
The Dead South, you know, our friends, the Hootenhollers, John and Kelly and Andy.
For a hot minute, they went on a tour with those guys.
Yeah, and they did a European tour, a little UK tour with them 6 months ago too. Just
super
awesome.
Super exciting. Yeah, it's really cool for them.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah, the Dead South, I'm not that familiar, but what I've heard is actually quite good.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Good. Coulter Wall, I think.
Coulter Wall's pretty awesome. Tyler Childers,
there's a lot of good bands out there, for sure.
A lot of great acoustic musicians.
Yeah. All right, Bree, a little about your favorite stuff.
Well, like I said before, I grew up listening to my dad playing guitar a lot, and he played a lot.
Was he a professional musician?
Not really. You know, he
just did it for fun.
Did it for fun. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to that. He did a lot of old country stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you the name of the artist that he played, because I didn't know. It was him.
Right.
But other than that, I grew up listening to a lot of country in my early years, mm-hmm. but then as I started figuring out my own taste in music, it graduated to more of a rock and a punk kind of thing, and I had a huge phase with that, and I think I'm calming back down now with this.
Tell me a couple of your favorite female vocalists.
Oh boy.
I think this was an hour-long show, right?
Yeah.
So.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
She has an amazing voice.
Beautiful voice.
I love a lot of her music and her stuff with Union Station.
I just heard amazing. Believe it or not, I heard a part of a record that she did with Robert Plant.
Oh, that's
really?
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
And I think if I had to choose another one, I don't know. I did listen to a lot of Evanescence growing up.
We won't tell anyone. All right, Zach, how about
female
you?
Female vocalists.
Who you like, Zach? And how'd you kinda...
I mean, just a lot of bluegrass, a lot of like Grandpa's Cough Medicine. Hmm. There's just so much out there that it's kind of hard to narrow it down. It goes day by day, really.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, just, pretty much anything with banjo and some acoustic guitars, can't go wrong with it.
Have you ever heard of a bluegrass group called the Fabulous String Dusters?
I have not.
No, but I'd like to check that out.
We have now.
Yeah. They're awesome. I went and saw them in Kansas City, St. Louis, I guess. Me and friend of mine named Kevin, who I play a little music with myself, and they were just absolutely mind blowing. So, anyway, okay, cool. So, what about upcoming shows? That kind of stuff. You guys, got anything on the docket?
Surprisingly, we haven't really played a whole lot of shows out. And I think we're really trying our best to kind of get into the market. But we have a few that are coming up.
The 12th at Rose Music Hall, we are doing the Ramblers Club.
Cool. We're gonna be doing the featured artist spotlight. Artist spotlight. So that'll be our first time.
Cool set. Yeah, Wednesday the 12th.
We tend to pop up at like open mic nights and stuff. So, right.
Okay, that's Wednesday the 12th, though, at Rose, you said?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. And
that's the only one we have in the books right now, actually.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're open, though.
So. Yeah, hey, get a hold of us, you know.
Yeah. We played Cooper's Landing.
We did play Cooper's Landing.
We played Cooper's Landing about a month or so ago.
Yeah, April 26th or 27th.
Yeah, it was definitely a good time.
That's a lot of fun down there, for sure.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It was a dust storm down there, Mike.
if the wind would have calmed down a little bit.
Oh, man, I had sand in my eyeballs.
Yeah, you couldn't close your mouth without getting the grapes.
Oh my God.
I had to keep my eyes closed pretty much.
I was looking for Ben Stein to have that like clear eyes bottle hanging out. I was waiting for him. He wasn't around.
We could have used a whole bucket of clear eyes right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's been rough down at Cooper's. It's either been underwater or blowing like the wind.
Man.
You know?
It was a nice breeze though.
All right,
let's see. I'm looking at the clock here. I want to hear another song.
All right.
All right, awesome. We want to play another song.
Well, then we're going to get along just fine. So
yeah, awesome.
Let's do that. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, on the web at 89.5 FM. No, on the web at kopn.org, on the air, 89.5 FM. Either way, just check it out. And this is our friends Among the Mountains. What are you going to play for us?
This song is called Concrete Jungle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. One more from Among the Mountains. Back in a minute.
We tend to try to stay in like the vein of traditional folk bluegrass, but we like a good gypsy jam now and then.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
fantastic. All right, thanks for that one. What's that one called?
That one's called Concrete Jungle.
Concrete Jungle.
We're in the process of actually recording a full length. We have plenty of songs.
You read my mind. I was going to ask if you had any plans to be in the studio or anything like that.
You had a burning in your eyes. I saw it. It may have been the reflection of the paper. Who knows? But we've got several songs just kind of waiting in the wings to be tracked down. But it's all about availability, mainly on my part.
Yeah. Where will you record when you decide to?
So we have our own studio.
Yes, sir.
It's a Septic Sloth Studios. But I'm good friends with Barry Hibden of Red Boots. Mm-hmm. So and that's like where MCD records. So he's absolutely down to help any way he can. Awesome guy. So shout out to Barry. if he's listening.
Right. All right. And so, but no, I mean, is there a deadline when you're going to have that? People want to know, when's that record going to be ready?
Just keep bothering us about it.
All right.
Why don't you come out to a show?
Bother Preston about it.
Bother me about it. Yeah, it's pretty much me.
Okay. All right.
They're ready to record whenever. They're primed and at the ready. And I'm just like, I got things to do this weekend.
Well, we talked a little bit about songwriting, but not a lot. Do you guys tend to write together when you're not coming back from clicks in the middle of the night?
Pretty much. It seems to be kind of all together.
We sometimes write together. A couple of the songs I've brought to the table, some Josh has brought to the table. It's just a mix-up.
Just a collaboration.
We definitely bring, like, we'll come back with a riff and say, hey, I've got this riff. And from there, we'll go, okay, well, this is your song. Do you want to write lyrics to it? And we go from there. We all put our own little spin and our own little twist on things, you know, our little flavor, our character.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. What about, we haven't talked much about the mid-Missouri music scene. I always like to ask guests what they think about the scene in general. I'm always thrilled that we're among so many different talented musicians in many different genres, but it's different when you're actually in the scene. What do you guys make of it?
I love the fact that it's a melting pot, you know? It's a little... the only thing that gets me down is the fact that the college students don't seem to be as interested in the music scene from locals as they do, like, going to, you know, certain clubs and just dancing.
Yeah.
No disrespect to DJs, of course.
Right.
What they do is a craft, and it's awesome. I go and dance out to clubs also.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I've had DJ Requiem on the show before, and awesome. We talked a lot about what he does, and it's a lot, there's a lot more to it than people think.
It's very complicated, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't do it, and I don't even know where to start, you know? I mean, I have a basic sense of rhythm, so.
right.
But I mean, it's one of those things where it'd be nice if they would, but I understand they want to have fun. They're not looking to invest their time into a community that they're only going to be here for like 4 years So
it's too bad, though, because it's right there, and I think a lot of them don't realize it, perhaps, more than are making a conscious choice. They just don't realize what a great live music scene there is because nobody's told them about it, and they're not listening to this radio program right now. They ought to be, but, you know, it's too early for everybody, I guess. But
you can lead a college student to Gatorade, but can't make him drink that.
You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him thirsty. That's what I always say.
No, I'm talking about the college.
That's a good one.
No, horses are okay. Actually, no, you know, horses are not okay.
Yes, they are. Don't lie.
What about goats? How you feel about
goats? Goats are adorable.
Yeah, goats are fine.
All right. Let's see. What else do I want to ask you? What about the rest of you with regard to the scene around town? What do you think, Josh?
I really like the music scene here. There's a variety, so you can go and see a different show every night, like whatever you want. And there's also a bunch of open mics. A brand new one just opened at Eastside.
Wow, Eastside's trying to slowly get back into music. They used to do a lot of live shows down there. Sal used to rock it out, man, for years.
Yeah, Bone Man and Greg Stratton just started one at Eastside. And
right on.
I'm pretty stoked on that one. It's actually doing pretty well.
It is.
What night of the week is that?
I don't know.
It varies Wednesday and Thursdays.
Yeah. I think it happened on a Saturday one time. You just got to kind of keep an eye out.
All right.
Keep showing your toes.
Show up and check it out, man. And if you're a local musician, then please sign up. We want to hear you.
All right. Where else are they doing open mics these days?
The Ramblers Club.
Ramblers Club,
but once a month.
Where's the Ramblers Club? I'm not familiar.
It's down at Rose.
It's the event. Oh, okay. The event is called the Ramblers Club.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's not an actual venue.
Right.
Sounds like a cool
venue. I'm like, where's that, Ram? I thought I knew all the venues, right?
JT of what?
JT Schackenberg from Barroom Billy's. Yeah. He's been kind of putting it on for a little bit now.
Barroom Billy's really playing some good music these days.
Awesome.
Yeah. There's a kid named Chris Foss who's been playing with them lately. He also does a loop artist sort of thing.
And
he was here a few weeks ago. It was great.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Anyway, right on. All right, let me say this really quickly. KOPN thanks our listener sponsors and Living Canvas Tattoo and Body Piercing for support of this program and our station. Living Canvas has both male and female tattoo artists and piercers and an RN on staff. I always thought that'd be an interesting job, an RN at a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're open late 7 days a week, 520 East Broadway, downtown Columbia. More information on the web, tattoocolumbia.com, or on Facebook. All right. There, I just did my responsibilities.
Shout out to Living Canvas.
Yeah.
I'll see you, baby.
All right, and I think, how many songs you got left in your bag?
One.
We can do one more. We can do two more. How many do you want there, Mike?
I think that I'd like you to do one more now and then one more in about 10 minutes to close the show out. Can we do that?
Yeah, sounds great.
And I think my friend Chris is going to call in the in-between. So why don't you guys play a song? I'll get him on the phone. We'll talk to him, and then we'll close the show.
Sounds good, Mike.
All right, it's a plan. It's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia. No, it's not. It's Open Mic Radio. God, I do it every week. I have two different shows, and I always confuse which one I'm doing when I do it. Anyway, it is Open Mic Radio.
Let's hope you have only one girlfriend or wife.
All right, let's move it on to the music here. And we will hear one from Among the Mountains, and we're going to hear one more before they get out of here, but we'll do it quickly. What do you guys got?
All right, this one's called Looking Up.
Here we go.
I know, real short and sweet. Here we go. Ooh.
From Among the Mountains. Fantastic stuff. All right. Yeah, awesome. And we're going to take a quick phone call here and take a side track and say, welcome to the program. I think this is Memphis Chris Robinson. Is that you, Chris?
Hey, Mike. What's happening, man?
How are you, my friend? Say hello to Among the Mountains.
Hey, Among the Mountains.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Yo.
All right. Hey, Chris, we're a little tight on time, so let's tell people what's going on in Sedalia this weekend.
I'm currently reporting from the Scotchoppin' Ragtime Festival.
Awesome.
in Sedalia, Missouri. And so I'm actually, I just stepped out of there's a presentation by really one of the best blues and boogie-woogie piano players, I would say probably in the world, given a presentation on the history of blues and boogie-woogie.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's been pretty cool.
What's his name?
His name is Carl Sonny Leland.
Right on.
It's nice.
Anybody who has Sonny as a middle name, you know they're going to be incredible musicians.
They are destined, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
And so what's the plan for this weekend?
So this weekend is it's the Scotchoppin' Ragtime Festival, and we're featuring lots of different kinds of music. I mean, it's early American music, blues, boogie-woogie, just ragtime, of course. Because Scott Joplin was in Sedalia during the 1890s, and
that was his jam,
early zeros, early 1900s,
right?
And it's considered to be kind of the mecca for some of the best piano players in the world, and they come here once a year, usually at the end of May, and so lots of great stuff through Sunday morning, actually, and. Let's see, there will be additional other kinds of non-ragtime music. My band, One Track Train, is going to be playing tonight.
Nice 5:30
to 7.
One Track Train, I like it.
It's a monorail, dude.
Thank you, Ed. we're an American roots band. That's what we call ourselves. We do a little bit from blues to bluegrass to old-time gospel to ragtime to
hit us up, Chris.
Folk and basically whatever we feel like throwing in the gumbo.
Sounds like a good show with you guys and Among the Mountains. That would fit into well together, I have a feeling.
That would be fun. That would be fun. So 5:30 to 7 tonight is One Track Train. There's a great local Sedalia area, original singer-songwriters, poets, rap artists playing tonight at 8. And then, like I said, great free, basically all of this is free except for some special ragtime concerts.
Okay.
That you can just hear some of the, some great, great piano players, great early American, musicians. Tomorrow there's all kinds of variety. There's a African-American gospel choir from Kansas City that's going to be, featured part of the Saturday afternoon. Arthur Seabury and the Supermatics, another great, blues band. From Kansas City and a former native Sedalian, as is the leader of the gospel choir in Kansas City. So, just sort of celebrating 120 years of Scott Joplin and Sedalia area music. The Maple Leaf Rag was published in 1899, so that was 120 years ago.
Wow, that's
awesome! And so we're so it's in Blind Boone, of course, from in the Columbia area, and Scott Joplin. They all went to there was an historic black college in Sedalia from the 1890s to 1920s, and that's where a lot of these guys learned music theory and in addition to sort of coming to Sedalia, which was this Wild West sort of, rocking railroad town with plenty of saloons and Gunsmoke era, there was more on the menu than alcohol. And everybody was just, rocking and having a good time. So,
all right.
So that's through tonight and Saturday and Sunday morning. So come on down.
All right. I appreciate what you're doing down there, Chris. And you and I got to get together soon. When are you coming to Columbia next?
Probably Monday, actually.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, have a great time this weekend if I don't see you, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Right, take care.
Chris.
All right.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
All right. Memphis Chris Robinson, One Track Train, and also the director of the Scott Joplin Music Festival out there in Sedalia this weekend. You guys, I was hoping we'd have time for one more. I don't think we're going to be able to do it.
That's no problem.
But we got a couple minutes to chat, though, so we don't have to run out the door real quick.
Yeah, nice.
What do you guys got going this weekend? Anything fun?
No. I don't think we have anything going on this weekend.
Hanging out with the kids.
I work. I have a show in St. Louis with MCD, but it's whatever.
All right, cool.
It is what it is.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell people what is happening next week. We've got a good friend of mine named Andrew Ryan. He's a St. Louis musician who's actually on the road right now, but he's going to be coming through Columbia next week. And we'll have him with us Friday morning. And then he's doing a show at Fretboard, I think, Friday happy hour or maybe later in the evening. So anyway, Andrew Ryan next weekend. We've got the Fried Crawdaddies the week after that. Nick Gorham, John Thomas, Justin Hickerson, the Sweaters, young band, very talented young guys, going to be coming awesome, on the show here pretty soon. Dylan Walsh, Irish singer-songwriter. The Daves will be here pretty soon. Dave Durnley in particular sometime soon. Anyway, a lot of good stuff coming up for the rest of the summer. So I hope you people get out there this weekend, enjoy yourselves, and see some live music or go Art in the Park, whatever, and just get
go
out
go support your scene.
Yeah,
yeah, support
get
the
scene. Get out of the house.
Support right. local.
Yeah.
Do it. It's a nice day.
Sure. Yeah, dude, Netflix can wait.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right? You can watch that anytime, all right? Okay, so yeah, do something fun. Get out there. Have fun with yourselves. Be cool to yourselves. Be cool to other people. And stick around. We've got Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts coming up in just a few minutes. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOP on Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guests this morning have been Among the Mountains, Preston, Josh, Bree, Zach. Right
thank
on.
You so yes, much, Mike.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and SoundCloud.
Yes, contact information.
We're rappers. We're on SoundCloud. we have Facebook like everybody else. Feel free to just chat with us or whatever. Tell us we suck and do whatever you want, really.
Yeah, any feedback is better than no feedback.
Absolutely.
Right.
We need
right.
it.
Go and find these
thank
guys
you, Mike.
Among the Mountains, social media. You can check them out.
We appreciate
and,
it.
All right.
Thank you so
had
much.
A great time, you guys. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
All right. It's Mike and, once again, KOP on Columbia, 89.5 FM. Let's change gears here a little bit and go to Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. I'll talk to you all next week.